This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Today is International Workers' Day, and to mark the occasion, there is a big anti-austerity protest going on in Greece. The BBC's Mark Lowen joins us from the protest in Athens with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, Mark, you've covered many protests. Is there something different about this one?
There is something different, you know. I mean, I've covered endless protests here, and last year particularly, we were seeing tens of thousands out on the streets with petrol bombs and clashes with the riot police. Today, it is a totally different affair, much smaller, perhaps 2,000 or 3,000 people taking part, but a lot of them have already left. I'm speaking to you from Syntagma Square, the central square in Athens where the protests always converge, and actually I'm just seeing a few hundred people, a few hundred stragglers remaining outside Parliament with banners and slogans, but perhaps it is the extreme heat. Perhaps it's the fact that this is Holy Week, the week before Greek Orthodox Easter, when people begin to go home to their islands and villages. Or perhaps people here are increasingly resigned to the path of austerity that their government is following.
Well, it's interesting that that's the case because, of course, across Europe, it seems like the mood is moving against austerity in a bigger way than it has.
Well, for 4 years, there has been a mood to get rid of the austerity measures. So perhaps there is the feeling that actually this is the path that this country is following, and it's increasingly pointless to go out on these demonstrations. That said, there is still a gloomy mood among ordinary Greeks who see record unemployment of over 27%, and among young people, it's almost 60%. But there is, I have to say, the feeling that the country is no longer falling off a cliff as it was last year. Hmm. Talk of Grexit, Greece's exit from the Eurozone, has faded. The country has got more bailout money from the EU and the IMF, and there is now cautious optimism, I have to say, from Greece's international creditors.
The BBC's Mark Lowen on the streets of Athens for us. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks.